15.1. At the post office. A.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like some stamps for these postcards, please.
That's £1.75.
Here you are. Thank you. B.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Yes. I'd like to send this letter to New Zealand by airmail. How much does it cost?
I'll weigh it for you. It's £2.39. Anything else?
No, thanks. Here you are, £3.
Thank you. Here's your change, 61p.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
C.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I'd like to send this parcel to Madrid.
How would you like to send it?
How much will it be by priority delivery?
Let me weigh it and check it for you. That comes to £12.90.
How long will it take to get there?
It will be delivered in about 2 or 3 days.
That's fine. I'll send it by special delivery then.
All right. Please fill in this form.
Certainly. Here you are.
Please include the postal code.
Sorry, I forgot that. Here it goes.
Anything else?
No, thanks. That's all for now.
That's £12.90 then, please.
Here you are. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a nice day. 15.8. Phone-in conversations. 1.
Directory inquiries. Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to know the phone number of the NatWest Bank in Chester.
NatWest Bank in Chester? Which branch, please? The one in Eastgate Street or the one in Faulkner Street?
Eastgate Street, please.
That's Chester, +44 845 788 8444.
Thanks. Goodbye. 2.
Petroman Company. Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Can I have extension 243768, please?
I'm sorry, but the line is engaged at the moment. Would you like to hold?
Yes, please.
The line is free again. I'll put you through.
Thank you.
3.
Hello, this is John Smith speaking. Could I talk to Mrs. Jones, please?
I'm sorry, but she's not available at the moment. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes, please. Could you ask her to call me back? She's got my office number. I'll be available till 6 p.m.
Of course, Mr. Smith. I'll make sure she gets your message. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
15.9. Should mobiles be allowed in schools? Advantages and disadvantages of allowing cell phones in school.
Cell phones can be equally useful and disruptive in a school setting. As cell phones become increasingly prevalent among both adults and youth, many schools face an important question of policy, whether or not to ban the phones on school grounds. Arguments both for and against allowing cell phones at schools tend to boil down to appropriate use and the effects of the phone's presence. Educators looking to make a decision for or against phones in the classroom generally need to look at both the positives and the negatives about allowing such devices.
1. Emergencies.
Having a cell phone on hand enables a student to quickly summon assistance in the middle of an emergency. Incidences of violent attack at a school, fires, kidnappings, medical emergencies and other emergencies can be reported quickly so that the appropriate assistance is dispatched. Without the cell phones available on the scene, valuable time can be lost finding a nearby phone, dialing out of the school's phone network, and finally contacting the authorities.
2. Student distraction.
Cell phones, and especially smartphones, can present considerable distraction to their owners and nearby classmates. Distractions come in the form of text messages, phone calls, unrestricted internet access, and any number of entertaining applications. When set to run silently, these phones can also distract, both when students are in class and during free periods that ordinarily could be dedicated to studying.
3. Parental contact.
Allowing students to carry cell phones gives parents the ability to contact their children whenever necessary. This can include during family emergencies or when a student may need to arrange a different method of getting home. Likewise, students can contact their parents to arrange a ride home when ill, or they can ask for a forgotten book or project be brought to the school.
4. Class disruption.
A cell phone going off can be extremely disruptive in the middle of class, interrupting a lecture or breaking student concentration during a test. Cell phones don't always simply make a noise to inform of an incoming call. Incoming text messages, low battery alerts, and alerts from applications can all make disruptive noise or produce disruptive light.
5. Difficult enforcement.
Enforcing a cell phone ban can be difficult and decidedly time-consuming. Most students are likely to carry the phone anyway in case of an emergency, and taking time to note every offence against the ban wastes the time that an educator could be using to teach students. Confiscating phones can lead to confrontations with parents, adding further administrative gridlock that can otherwise be avoided. As a result, acceptance can be a less time-consuming option than a ban.
6. Theft.
Allowing cell phones in schools invites the risk of theft. Many cell phones, and especially smartphones, can be particularly appealing targets to criminals who can remove or extract user data and then resell the phones. Keeping students' phones out of the school eliminates the risk of theft and prevents the need for costly replacement of the phones.
7. Child location.
Most modern phones include a GPS transmitter that details the phone's location. While these transmitters are generally included for use in applications or monitoring the phone's location for roaming assessment, they also can be used to locate the owner in cases where they've gone missing. This can be vital in locating delinquent students or those who've gone missing during school hours.
8. Cheating.
With most smartphones featuring a fully featured web browser, the potential for cheating has grown exponentially. Clever students can subtly look up the answers to test questions using search engines such as Google or online encyclopedias such as Wikipedia. While careful monitoring often eliminates this issue, the potential for mischief is still considerable. 15.10. Topic in a nutshell.
The ways people get in touch with each other have changed a lot since ancient times. Starting from the very first smoke signals or messages in bottles, people have developed various means of communication. As speech is the fastest method of communication, the easiest and quickest way to communicate is by calling people on the phone. You can also text them if something is urgent. If you have a computer and internet access, you can send emails or you can make online calls. Another way of communicating is by using the postal services. You can send letters, postcards, telegrams, faxes, or parcels by post. It is quite obvious for me to use my mobile phone whenever I want to get in touch with my friends or my parents. I can say I'm a phone addict. I'm always on the phone. I usually make about 12 to 15 calls a day, and I receive about 4 or 5. I usually send about 15 to 20 text messages every day. In addition to phoning, I use email every day. Luckily, we have internet access at home, and I like it very much because I can send attached files and links to my friends. I access my account twice a day, in the afternoon when I get home from school, and then later in the evening after dinner when I have some free time. I usually get about 20 to 30 emails a day, and I usually send about 10 to 15 letters. Talking of post, I never use it for communication, but my parents do, as they have to send several official letters every month.